if a man is doing any of these behaviors, it's a sign that he's really just not ready for a relationship. It's a huge red flag, and you should avoid this man and go find someone else. These are the red flags that I stayed away from, and that is how I went from being single to now being engaged in a happy, healthy relationship. If you're a spiritual woman and you're ready to take your love life to the next level, then go to modelpatty.com. I help women just like you heal from their past relationships, attract the partner that they want into their life, and feel like a goddess in love. Let's get into these red flags. The number one red flag that you want to look out for in the men that you're dating is look out for a man that's going to push your boundaries and then make you feel bad for having boundaries. Oftentimes, these men will push past your boundaries and then blame you for getting angry at them. So they will turn it around on you and make you feel bad for calling them out in the first place. This is very manipulative behavior, right? This is where a man will make a joke that is very offensive, or he will say something to you that hurts your feelings. And then when you get your feelings hurt and you tell them, oh, that hurt my feelings, they'll tell you, oh, I just can't be honest with you. Yeah, I guess I just can't joke around with you. I just can't be myself around you, right? So when they say that, it makes you feel bad because you want them to be able to be themselves. You don't want to feel like you're doing something wrong and like you're preventing them from just making a joke. So they're going to minimize whatever it is that they did, and they're gonna say it was just a joke or it was just them being honest, and they're gonna turn it around on you and make it seem like you can't handle the joke or you can't handle the truth. Men will use these kinds of tactics so that way they don't have to change their behavior, because they're able to continue to push boundaries in relationships, say things that are rude and disrespectful, do things that just push boundaries of trust, and then when they get called out on this behavior, they'll just victimize themselves and say, oh, I just can't be myself. I just can't be honest with you. The second red flag that you need to look out for is men that care more about how things look than how things actually are. So these are the types of men that care more about what their friends think. They care more about what other people think. They care more about how things look on the outside. So these are the types of men that wear really flashy clothes, but then they don't have actual wealth and they don't spoil the women that they're with. They just spend all the money on making themselves look wealthy, but then when it comes down to their actual relationships, they don't have the money for that. Like, they can't afford that lifestyle when it comes to being in a relationship with someone else. This is also men who will get upset with you for telling other people what's going on in the relationship. So instead of addressing the problem, like the fact that you and him had an argument and maybe he crossed a boundary or there's something that he's just not doing right, instead of addressing that issue, he's going to be upset with you for telling your friend or for telling your family or for showing it to other people, right? This is the type of man that's going to say things like, don't embarrass me, you know, you're being overly dramatic, don't make a scene, things like that, where he basically wants you to be able to argue with him in the car ride over to the event, and then as soon as you get to the event, he just expects you to put a smile on your face and pretend like nothing happened, because he's more concerned about other people knowing that there's something wrong. He doesn't want other people to know that there's something wrong in the relationship. He doesn't want to change his behavior. He just simply wants to make sure that everything looks good on the outside. So if you see this man like more focused on how things appear, like if you see him being more focused on what other people think instead of how things actually are and how you actually feel, then that's a huge red flag. A healthy masculine man is not really going to be concerned with what other people think. He's going to be more concerned with how you feel as a woman, how the relationship is going, how he feels. The third red flag that you want to look out for in any man that you're dating is a man that expects you to do something, but he's not willing to do it. So he expects you to cut off communication with all your exes. He expects you to act a certain way as his girlfriend or wife. But when it comes to him, he doesn't do all those things. He's still friends with all of his exes. He still hangs out with his guy friends who take him to places where there's single girls around and it's just like bad influence with him. He still follows all these girls on social media. He still messages them on social media. Like, he's doing all of these things, but then he gets mad when you do all of those things. This is a sign of a very controlling man. He wants you to give all of yourself to him, but he's not going to actually commit to you or actually want anything to do with you. He just likes the feeling of having a possession. So feeling like he has possession over you, like he can control you without having to invest anything or sacrifice anything within himself. A real man is going to be willing to do whatever it is that he expects you to do. If anything, he's going to be willing to do more for you than you do for him. That's just the way life is. Like, these types of men will get angry if you're just being a nice person and talking to other men or talking to other women. Like, just you existing and being a friendly, nice person, it triggers them. They want you to basically like shut everyone out, not talk to anyone else, not entertain conversations with anyone, not even look at another man, do not even have a conversation with another man for any reason. But then when it comes to them, they're still interacting on social media with these women. They're still following women on social media. They're still flirting with women in their day-to-day life. They're not doing what they expect you to do. And oftentimes they'll make excuses, like they'll say, oh, it's just business. One of the women that reached out to me was actually having this issue because she was experiencing it where her man wasn't reaching out to anyone on social media, but he was constantly getting texts and DMs from people because he's more of a well-known public figure. And so whenever he would receive messages, he would respond to them. And she would get upset by this because whenever she would respond to certain messages, it would be considered flirting or it would be considered like leading people on. But when he was responding to those messages, he would say, oh, I'm a public figure, it's business, I have to like respond to everyone. But a lot of the people he was responding to weren't business people. Like, it was just random women who wanted to flirt with him. Like, it was not anything to do with his specific business. So a lot of the times, you have to look through these excuses. You have to look through these like fake reasons that they give you because they're just gonna tell you what you want to hear in order to get away with what they wanna get away with. Luckily for this woman, she was able to have that communication with her man. And so he was able to understand where she was coming from. We were able to assess the situation and understand that it wasn't him being a red flag. It wasn't like he was a bad guy or had bad intentions. It was just that he didn't understand something that she wanted him to understand. And so this was a situation where, yes, it's a red flag, but we were able to work through it. It's not something that determined that the relationship had to end completely. If you still haven't attracted the right man into your life, you still feel like you're not getting what you want out of relationships, then go to modelpatty.com and check out the resources I have for you. Remember, you already have all the tools you need. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.